December 4th, 2022, the second Sunday of Advent. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, in preparing your hearts for the coming of your Savior on Christmas, do not ignore the slightest detail. Notice I call you to prepare your hearts. The environment, music, gifts are of no consequence. If your heart is ready for Jesus, then you are ready. Celebrate the holiday by making others happy. That way, the joy will come back to you. Try to discover what others need. Usually prayers are the greatest gift. Take the focus off of your own desires and selflessly choose good for others. This is how Mary and Joseph celebrated the first Christmas, placing their own needs last and all others first. Just the thought of your doing this warms my heart. I will bring Jesus to your midst if you first repent of all your sins and next live to bring Christmas joy to others." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 1 through 3. "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." Another note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 4. "So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.